Hey self, just want to let you know that I really love you. And it's just important that you know that because you've had a lot of hard times in life where you felt down or bad, or you've taken actions that weren't so smart and hurt you or hurt others. Or you've kind of avoided or numbed out. There's just been many moments, or maybe even moments, where you've been overlooked or dismissed. And in these harder moments, you haven't felt your love and your respect. Like in these harder moments, you often leave yourself out in the lurch. You kind of abandon yourself and turn against yourself. And so, starting today, I vow to do my best to utterly love you up, even in these kind of embarrassing, ashamed, like numbed out moments where things aren't going well still and repeatedly. Like, I vow to not abandon you anymore when it gets super hard and you don't know what to do and you're overwhelmed and you don't like how things are going. Like, now I'm going to step in and give you just a huge hug. That's when you need it the most, is when you're hanging out there and you just don't know how it's going to work. So going forward, I'm not going to divide against you. I'm going to open my arms and invite you back into your wholeness. When you can utterly like make space for and respect all aspects of yourself, even the parts you wish you didn't have that you don't want to look at, when you can really open and allow and hold those parts with dignity and respect, you're not divided against yourself. You're inhabiting your wholeness. It feels better too, it feels more integrated. But it's when you're inhabiting your fullness, warts and all, like all the good and the bad, that then you can face reality the most clearly. And you have the most energy or the most resourced to take the more courageous, vulnerable steps. And so I love you. I adore you. I think the world of you. You're my utmost priority. I want to really be here for you, especially when it's extra hard. I vow to hold you with reverence, dignity and honor. All human life deserves respect, including you. Everyone makes mistakes. No one is perfect. You have your unique way and flavor of not being perfect, just like everyone else does, and it's okay. It's when we can face ourselves, hold ourselves with dignity, reverence, and respect, that we're inhabiting our fullness, we're embodied, and we'll take the most wise action going forward. I'm taking the responsibility to really steward you through this life with the dignity and respect that you so deserve.